This is Ned Nutley.
And this is Willie Winkley.
We've just arrived at Dixon for President headquarters. I'm going to try to get to the podium to talk with Mr. Dixon. Excuse me, young man. You're blocking the aisle.
Pardon me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm at the podium now, and here is Candidate Dixon. Mr. Dixon, you've got quite a crowd here tonight.
Looking at me out there. Running around like a bunch of wild Indians.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Dixon. How often are you holding your campaign meetings now that the election is just around the corner?
3 nights a week.
Mr. Dixon, you've just completed a whistle-stop tour through the South. What do you think your chances are in that part of the country?
1,000,000 to 1.
And what do you think caused this unpopularity in the southern states?
I do the shimmy when I walk down the street.
This is Willie Winkley. Mr. Dixon's lovely wife is also here tonight. Mrs. Dixon, election time is not far away. What's the first thing you want to do when the campaign is finally over?
Have a party.
That's fine, but getting down to more serious things, if your husband is elected, you as First Lady will have a great deal of influence. What would you suggest to him? Well, thank you, Mrs. Nixon. Now back to Ned Nutley. This is Ned Nutley. Mr. Dixon, just one or two more questions, if you don't mind. Looking back over the years, just what inspired you to go into politics in the first place?
Fame, fortune.
And if you're elected, how do you plan to spend most of your time?
Driving that hot rod Lincoln.
And sir, if you should lose, what will you be doing?
Making artificial flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Dixon. This is Ned Nutley.
And this is Willie Winkley. You've heard the views of both candidates here tonight, but of course the final decision is up to you. As for the people attending this dinner and rally, they're voicing their choice right now.